Can whales watch the humans who watch them? Artist Miranda Jones thinks they can and do, especially when she has a close encounter with the massive creature that changes everything. Cut the engine! With a sour expression, Jacob finally throttled back until their sea ray began to lower itself and settle into the waves. Let's stop early for lunch, Ed suggested. Knock back a couple of brews. Maybe by the time we're done, the water'll be smooth again. Jacob didn't seem convinced as he let the anchor chain unfurl, but Will was obviously relieved as he went for his small cooler of sandwiches. Meanwhile, Ed snapped open his larger cooler of ale and handed a chilled bottle to each of his companions, passing around the opener. When the opener came back around, he grabbed his own dark brown bottle by its slippery neck, felt the metal cap give way under the pressure of the angled church key, heard the hiss as hoppy gases escaped their enclosure. He raised the cool glass cylinder to his lips and felt the kick as the bitter brew slammed into the delicate hollow of his mouth. Synapses began to cross-connect, the circuitry's misfires fooling him into that temporary suspension he hungered for. Now, he thought, now the million anxieties will start to sink below the waves. About half a mile from the pod, her eye caught a flash of movement. Hope that's more of the family group. I pray it's not an orca coming for the calves. But we've seen no sign of the killer whales. She saw it again, this time the distinctive angled spout of a sperm whale. But what she saw of the head was huge, too large to be a female. Which means it could be her mate. Miranda slung the camera strap over her shoulder and bolted for the wheelhouse, where she blurted to Captain Wallace, I think one of the mates is close by, probably the pregnant female's partner. If he gets the idea we're too close. He'll try to ram us. Got it. He pushed the engine into reverse. Time to back away. Part of the Milford Haven saga, this story stands alone as a painter's adventure just off California's gorgeous central coast. Don't miss this story that will first have you on the edge of your seat and then will touch your heart.